Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Yes, you guys took money out of my account, and I did not authorize it.
One moment, if you don't mind. And what is your first and last name, please?
My name is Terry Saylor.
Okay,
Saylor.
Okay, one moment. Okay, and now I have an account in Dennis Aches.
Yes, that's my husband, but he doesn't have control over my account. So I don't know how he did that.
Can you verify the address?
701 Oakdale Street, Space 12, Folsom, California, 95630.
Okay, and that is the address that I have on the account. One moment. And then the phone number that you're calling in from, 916-801-6240, does match. I have the email address, msteris1@live.com.
That's my email address.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me check and see what was ordered. Hold on for one moment. Okay, so it looks like you entered in a sweepstakes or contest survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
The shipping charge on that was only $5, and it was not authorized. When I did, credit card was no good.
What
so
credit card?
I just left.
Oh, the credit card that you used, you said it wasn't any good?
Yeah, you guys did not accept it, so I just.
No, I don't show this card number ends in 6561.
Yeah, that's not the card I used. How you guys got that card, I don't know.
Well, that's the only way we would have been able to get it.
Well, I don't understand how. I don't understand how. And I would have never signed up for a contest for $60. I would have never. I did not see the $60.
Now, the representative that transferred the call over to the fraud department, did you explain to her that you did, what did you do? You completed a survey or entered a contest?
No. I don't remember entering the contest, and I definitely
But you mentioned the shipping and handling charge, so you did sign up for it. You just didn't know that you were going to have to pay the $59.89.
Exactly. That part was not explained to me at all, because I would have not have gone through with it. That's just ridiculous. Now I'm on a limited budget. I am on Social Security. I cannot afford a $60 contest. That's just not me at all.
I'm just trying to understand why, because it's not fraud. Why did the representative transfer the call to the fraud department? You're not even in the correct department.
I want my money back. So, yeah, it is fraud.
Well, it's not fraud. You admitted to ordering the product. You just didn't know that you were going to have to pay the $59.89.
That's fraud.
It's not fraud.
That's fraud.
No,
you guys did not explain that to me.
Well, that information... It's disclosed in the terms and conditions. Hold the line for one moment, please, if you don't mind.
All right. What's it for?
They said that we entered a contest for shipping and handling, and they said that there was in the fine print, there's a charge for $59.89, and I would have never done it for $59.89. That's bullshit.
And I'm still here. One moment. Okay, thanks so much for holding. The representative, they did cancel out the account. We do have a strict refund policy once you've been billed for the product, is yours to keep. What I can do, because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for, I'm not able to provide you with a full refund, but I can at least credit 75% back to the account.
No, I want to. I do. I can't accept a partial because I'm not receiving anything for your services at all.
I'm not able to provide you with a full refund. I can, again, at least credit 75% back to the account based on the terms and conditions.
All right. What's 75% of 60 bucks?
One moment.
They're going to give me back 45 bucks out of 60 because there's fine print. And they're not offering anything for your services. They're not. I mean, I'm paying what, 45 bucks for what?
No, you're not.
What
paying,
am I getting for?
You're not paying $45. I'm going to credit $44.91 back to your account.
But what am I getting for the other?
You have
you
the
know
meal,
20 bucks.
You have the meal plan app that was attached to the Dyson vacuum cleaner. So the representative that you spoke to didn't explain all of this, correct?
No. I didn't speak to anybody.
Well, the call was transferred to me from you spoke with a Miss Crooks, and you indicated.
I called her because I noticed the charge, and I wanted to get an explanation to what the charge was. She said it was fraud and transferred me to you.
No, she was supposed to explain, just like I did, in reference to the Dyson vacuum cleaner, what you signed up for in addition to the meal plan app. But I did.
No.
Yeah, so I'll have to have a conversation with her because she transferred to the wrong department. The amount credited back to your account is $44.91. Now, your bank or credit card company takes about 3 to 5 business days to process that credit.
All right, whatever. Am I not getting any more charges from you?
The account is canceled.
Yes, good. I don't want to see any more charges on my credit card for this at all because I'm not getting anything in return for the money you took except you're a scam.
I'm sorry you feel that way. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. And thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.